Hey, you're listening to Baseline and Boundaries, the Mindset Revolution. And in this season, we're hitting the reset. I'm Dr. Tamika Scott, your executive mindset coach, entrepreneur, and your go-to for real talk on what it actually takes to lead with confidence, clarity, and calmness in every room you step into. So if you are out here doing everything right, but still feel stuck, sometimes in self-doubt, second-guessing, or maybe just straight up tired, well, this season is for you. Let's reset our mindsets and reclaim our power because the person you are becoming deserves it. Let's go. All right. Hey, y'all, and welcome back to Baseline and Boundaries, the Mindset Revolution. I am Dr. Tamika Scott, your executive mindset coach, leadership truth teller most of the time, and if nothing else, your reset guide for this season. And today we're going to anchor our thoughts and conversation on a question that I've been sitting with that has been saving me a lot of energy. It's helping me redirect my intentions, and it's keeping me from feeling comfortable going back into some old patterns. And that question is something similar to a what would Jesus do? But let me be mindful. She is not Jesus, okay? 100%. I'm well aware. But the question is, what would Michelle Obama do? Now, if you've been listening to me for a while, you already know Michelle Obama is my forever first lady. Absolutely think she's amazing. But I also want to be clear. This is not about comparison. This is about modeling strategy, being mindful of grace and our boundaries as we lead in our workspaces and in our own lives. The way our forever first lady, she might not be yours, but she's definitely mine, has shown me. Because when I think about someone like Michelle Obama, I just don't think about her elegance, her strength, the things that we get to see public facing. I'm trying to be mindful of maybe the things that I will never get an opportunity to see. And some of that for me is thinking about clarity, about discipline, about choosing what not to do or who not to respond to. Because those two things are a form of power. So let's jump into it. Michelle Obama, as you may know, at least according to me, doesn't lead out loud. What I've seen is a leadership that comes from a level of alignment. Like in her book, Becoming, if you haven't gotten it, make sure you go get it. And if you're not listening to her podcast, boo, please go get it. Listen to it. It's amazing. But in her book, Becoming, she wrote this little statement. Your story is what you have. What you will always have. It is something that you own. And that line that sticks with me because so many of my clients wrestle with feeling like they have to water themselves down to be accepted, especially in executive or majority white spaces. Well, Michelle reminds us, come on, first name basis with her. Not really, but Michelle reminds us that owning our story is a part of our leadership strategy. Not the curated professional version, but the full truth. The pain, the pivots, most definitely the pivots, and the moments of becoming. Her book, Becoming, reminds me so much of one of my chapters in my dissertation. So you get a couple chapters. And one of the sections was becoming a senior student affairs officer. And the other was being. So this Becoming book really resonates. The ideal of becoming continues to resonate with me many, many years after writing my dissertation. So when I coach leaders who are afraid to take up space, I invite them to borrow from this thought. What would be leading like whoever you deem as amazing, for me, at times it's Michelle Obama, look like today? Would you soften your voice to be palatable? Would you hold back to make others more comfortable? Would you over-explain your brilliance? No, not said individual, whoever you think is amazing. That person wouldn't. So for me, it's no, Michelle wouldn't. But here's the truth. There's been times where I've absolutely thought this to myself and still made decisions to over-explain, to hold back so that others feel more comfortable. So I don't want to say that you will always get it right when you sort of mirror someone else's excellence and journey as it relates to this being a strategic strategy. I want to be mindful of it as a point of reference. And some days you're going to get it right and it's going to be like, yay, amazing. And other days you're going to be like, you know, hey, didn't get it today, but there's another opportunity to get it tomorrow. So another reason I love this reflection is because Michelle, who I believe isn't afraid to say no. Now, I'm quite sure she maybe has her own process that she goes through that we don't get to see on how she rationalizes her no's, but she stands firm in them, and I greatly appreciate that. I've seen her model what it means to lead with boundaries and not feel guilty for them. Even in the Light We Carry book, again, if you don't get it, if you don't have it, you should go and get it. She talks openly about protecting her peace. She discusses prioritizing rest, her family, and intentional living, not as a luxury, but as a requirement. And so for me, I really want to tap into that just a little bit. Prioritizing rest, family, and intentional living. It's not a luxury. It is a requirement in order to do leadership, in order to show up in these spaces authentically, in order to just have peace. These things are not a luxury. And for those of us who've been conditioned to prove, to push, to show we're strong enough to carry it all, that to me has been revolutionary. Because regardless of my title, regardless of how many degrees I have, and trust me, I have them all, I don't have to say yes or prove myself to every one and everything. I don't want to say I've mastered this, but I've become really, really good at it by saying, like, this is an amazing opportunity. Here's my limitations. Here are my boundaries. These are sort of non-negotiables. And if it's a go, when you understand my boundaries, then let's move forward and create great memories. But if it's not a go, I'm okay with it. I'm 100% okay with it. So what I often remind my clients is that our boundaries are not rejections to others. They're a recommitment to ourselves. I really feel like Michelle doesn't just perform confidence. She protects it. She protects her voice, her value, her energy, and who she's in spaces with. And that's the work I do with my clients every time we connect. Helping them set boundaries without bitterness, without burnout, without apology. Because boundaries, my friend, they're beautiful. Now, here's what I want us to pause and get real with each other. I strongly believe that you and I are still becoming whoever we are destined to be. And that doesn't mean that you're broken in any capacity. It means that you are evolving, continuing to evolve. Sometimes that gap between who we've been and who we're becoming can feel disoriented. But I believe Michelle teaches us that becoming isn't a weakness. It's a state of wisdom. It's knowing that growth takes place over time. That mishaps don't mean you're unqualified. That softness doesn't cancel out your strength. So when you're in your day and you feel like you're spiraling, when your leadership feels like it's questioned, when your voice shakes a little, ask yourself, what would said individual do with her one precious, powerful voice today? I think that person would take a breath. They'll speak with clarity. They'll rest with no guilt. And they'll stay rooted in their purpose, not performance. So here's your reset question for today. If everything was perfect, what would leading like your best self look like for you right now? In this season, in this room, in this role, would it mean speaking up? Would it mean holding up a boundary? Would it mean saying no with love? Would it mean choosing stillness instead of scrambling? Would it mean applying for that position that you know you qualify for? Because your next level of leadership, success in general, isn't about doing more. It's about becoming more of who you are unapologetically. Now, if this episode stirred up something in you, got you excited, or you're now ready to listen to everything that's tied to Michelle Obama, I'm thankful. But if nothing else, I hope it reminds you that grace and greatness can live in the same space. And I hope that you will share this episode with someone else who needs that reminder. And if you're ready to lead with the kind of confidence that does not shake when the room is shifting, please feel free to download my Mindset Reset kit that's in the show notes. Or feel free to join the Reset coaching program called Ignite Your Superpower. You can send me an email and we can follow up with scheduling the meeting. Because you don't need to lead like anyone else. But if you ever need a guide, I think Michelle Obama is an amazing blueprint. It's a beautiful place to start. But trust and believe, it's not your end. I'll see you in the next episode. Okay, y'all, that's a wrap for today's reset. If this episode gave you something to think about, feel, or act on, then share it with a powerful person in your circle. If you want more, grab that reset kit if you haven't already. That's definitely your first step to leading with less self-doubt and more power. The link is in the show notes. And if you're ready for even more, the Confidence Reset Program, I've got a spot just for you. Until next time, lead boldly, rest often, drink plenty of water, because you're worth it. This is Baseline and Boundaries, a Mindset Revolution with Dr. Tamika Scott.